Okay, we are Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Today's one of the many of the stories will be known to you on this daf, and it's a lot to say, and we'll try to get through as much as possible. Okay, Lamed Amud Beis, the last line. That's what we're up to. Tana Rabbanan. La'olam yehei adam anvason kehillel v'al yehei kapton kishamai. Person should be a humble person, with humility like Hillel, and not a kapton like Shammai. Okay, we've had Hillel and Shammai a lot. We had on earlier on Daf Tezvav about that Hillel and Shammai only had three machloksim. There were Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a lot, but Hillel and Shammai themselves. Now we're going to learn a little bit about their personalities. So what should be an anav like Hillel and not a kapton like Shammai? So we're going to have a couple of stories. Maisa b'shnei b'nei Adam shehem zed zed. There's a story that two people had a bet. Right, Rashi just says nisarvu kmo mamrinetz shemamrinetz hayonim b'sanhedrin. But some Rishonim, the Hagos Ashri here, and others talk about the issue of gambling that we had a shiur about a couple of years ago. So Himru says they had a bet. Amru, they said, kol mi sheyelech yachad es Hillel yitol dala meozuz. Whoever could go and get Hillel upset will have to pay the other one $400, 400 zuz. Okay, so who could get Hillel mad? Amar echad behem ani yakdi tenu. So one of them says, I'm going to get Hillel mad. I know how to do it. Also, Hayomer of Shabbos Hayah, it was Friday afternoon. The Hillel chafav es rosho, and Hillel was taking a shower. Literally, chafifa, we know is the word used to describe the preparations that a woman makes to go to the mikvah, chafifa. But chafifa literally means combing, because that was one of the original preparations that she did, combing and doing her hair. So he was chafav es rosho, basically in the shower. Halach ba'avra pesach beso. So this guy goes to the door of Hillel's house. Omar, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. There's somebody named Hillel around here. And he screams it out loud. And of course, this already is a derogatory way to talk to the Nasi, to the head of the Jewish people. Nisatif v'yatza. So Hillel got out of the shower. He got dressed. He went out, Legrasso, to greet this person who's calling his name. Omar lo, b'ni matamavakish. My son, what's troubling you? Amar lei she'ela yesh li lishol. I have a question. So Hillel, dripping wet, with wrapped in his robe, comes out and says, Amar lei she'al b'ni she'al, please ask. So he asks him, "Bnei ma rashayin shel bavliim segal galos? Why are the heads of the Babylonians round?" That's the question that he asks. Different mafarshim are going to explain. If you look at the Marsha and the Maariz Chayis, there are going to be three questions that he's going to ask. One about head, the shape of the head, one about the eyes, one about feet. So they all have different symbolism of what these three questions are. Some, there's a Rebbe of Emden in the back that says maybe these are particularly connected to Hillel. He's trying to undercut Hillel's authority. That each one of them is about, you shouldn't be the Nasi because this is an allusion to, you know, your yichus isn't proper, or your family didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael by the second Churban, by the second Beis HaMikdash. But anyway, that's the symbolism behind these three questions. So, Bnei Rashim Shabbalim Segal Galos. Omalei, so Hillel says, Bnei, She'ela Gedola Sha'alta. You asked a great question, and let me give you an answer. And the Bali Musa point out that any time a Rav is asked a question, he should always be machshav of the question, even if it's the craziest question in the world. And many times people get on the phone and they say, I have a really dumb question. And the Rav always says, there's no dumb question. There's a question. If you're asking it, it's not a dumb question. A person might be embarrassed or whatever, but a Rav is always ready to answer any question. I mean, the Shari Aaron, who's now known for his Sfarim ala Torah, but now he's starting to put out Sfarim on Shulchan Aruch. So in the first volume there, he has about 30 pages at the beginning, which is like little nugget stories about him and the Chazon Ish. Like Rav Shachter put out about the Rav and Nefesh HaRav, so he has about the Chazon Ish. He has like 30 pages at the beginning. So one time he has one line there where he says, I once went to the Chazon Ish and says, She'ela katan yeshli. So the Chazon Ish answered, Ein she'ela katan batorah. There's no small question. You have a question? Okay. It's a question. So that's similar to what Hillel, Chazon Ish, learned from Hillel. So he says, why are their heads round? He says, She'ela gadol sha'alta. Bibnei she'ela chayos pikchos. Why are they round? Because they don't have smart or wise chayos, midwives. So therefore, something happens in the labor room that the heads get round. Okay. Fine. So Hillel didn't get upset. He waited an hour. He let Hillel get back into the shower. And now he's back in there. Again, now it's different. Even nowadays, it would be difficult to get out of the shower. But in those days, it wasn't just time a shower, you turn on and off. Probably was a whole process of in the bathhouse. So he went back into the shower. Chazav Amar, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Again, he starts screaming out from the outside. Where is that Hillel man? Nisatev Yatzel Krasos. Okay, Hillel gets out, gets on his robe, goes outside. Amalo, bini matamavakesh. I think we all would have lost our temper already at this step. But again, Hillel, that's why he's known as the Anva son. He says, son, what can I do for you? Amalei, she'ela yishlu l'shol. He didn't even say, 1 minute, I'll be out in a few minutes. He came out right away. He says, I have a question. Amalei, sha'al b'yishal, please ask. B'pnei ma'inein shal tarmudiyim terutos. Why are the eyes of tarmudiyim round? Different question. What terutos means, rachos, Rashi says, means soft. But why are they soft, around? Amalei, b'nei she'ela g'dola sha'alta. He says again, my son, you asked a great question. B'pnei she'darin b'in hacholos. Because they live amongst the sand. Sand dunes. So what? So why are their eyes like that? Interesting Rashi. Rashi at the end of the second wide line on top, Shadarman Acholos, the Haruach no Sheves, the Nichnas Besochineim. The wind blows and the sand goes into their eyes. And therefore Rashi continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka made these people's eyes round to protect their eyes from all the sand that gets blown out. So according to Rashi, people in the world look different than each other. Specifically, at least in the original, nowadays, like, you know, you have people from foreign countries, you have Japanese and Chinese and American, they're all mixed up. But maybe originally this Rashi is telling us that people look different because of originally where their ancestors were from. And people have these kind of eyes and these kind of ears, these kind of this, because of the place where they grew, they were from. And that's what he says. The end of the third line, Vafakana ni omer kein, Vresha Dharma Nacholos, Shina Oso Hamakom. Hashem changed their physical makeup. Shaloyeh said that Shalinam Aruch Kishalanu. So that the crack in their eyes isn't as long as ours. V'yikari spokach b'chol, and the sandwid will go in. So that's what Hillel's alluding to. That they had to have their eyes. Good question. So halach v'ibdei sha'achas, Hillel goes back in the shower, and he waits another hour. Again, shah here doesn't mean a literal hour, doesn't mean just a little while. Chazer v'amar, mikan Hillel, mikan Hillel. Again, he says, where's that Hillel man? Nis'atev v'yatzel grusel. Again, Hillel gets out, and he goes and asks him, what's the problem? He says again, son, how can I help you? I have a question. Ask, why are the legs of the Africans wide? Why are they wide at the bottom? Why do they have a big step? And every time he says, great question. Because they live in a lot of mud. Bitsei hamayim, a lot of mud piles. And therefore, based on the idea of Rashi that we just mentioned, it helps them. It helps them walk around when they have wider feet. They don't fall into the mud as much. So again, Hillel has the patience and answers each of their questions. Again, I think one of the Achronim in the back says maybe this is all refers to. It says from Bilam in Pirkei Avos. It says if you're from Bilam or Russia, you have a ruach gavoa, an ayin ra, and a forgot what the third one is. What's the third one? Here, it says on the, where is that? I don't remember. In the back, one of the acronyms say, maybe it relates to the three midos that Bilam had. That's what these three questions relate to. Okay, I don't want to take the time to look it up right now, but it's one of the acronyms in the back. Anyway, so, so this guy saw that he's about to lose his bet. So he says, hello, I have a lot of questions for you. I'm worried that maybe you're going to get angry because I'm going to be here all day with you. So Nisatif Yeshu Lafanav, Hillel puts his hands on his shoulder, he sits down calmly, he says, Amarle, Kol She'el Sheyesh Chalashol Sha'al, please, I have all the time in the world. Ask all of your questions. So Amarle, Ato Hillel Shekar Eos Chadasi B'Yisrael, are you the great Hillel? Am I talking to the right Hillel? So Amarle Hain says, yeah. Amarle, Im Atahu Lo Yarba Kavoscha B'Yisrael. If you are Hillel, there shouldn't be a lot of you in Israel. Amarle, B'ni Mi B'nei Ma. He says, why not? What did I do? You made me lose $400. You know, you and your patience, and I'm out the money. So Amalei, Hillel says, now I understand. Havizar bruchacha. Hillel says, you always got to be careful and calm in your ruach, in your mood, you always got to be calm. Kedai hu Hillel shata'ovet al yado dalon me'ozuz v'dalon me'ozuz. Right? Hillel is worth it. Not to lose his patience, for you to lose $400 and then even another 400 zuz. This Hillel Yakpid. No matter what, Hillel's not going to be Makpid, and you know, it's your tough luck. Next time, don't bet on Hillel. There's no what's it called? The over under. There's no over under on Hillel. We know what's going to happen on Sunday. Okay, so that is the story of Hillel. So now we have a couple of other stories, famous stories regarding Hillel and Shammai. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa. Sorry, got to drink the tea today. Throat's a little hurting. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Benachri Yechad Shabal Lefnei Shammai. A non-Jew once came in front of Shammai. Omar Lo, Kama Toros Yesh Lachem. How many Toros do you have? Omar Lo, Shammai says Shtayim. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Right, we know there are two parts of the Torah. Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh was also given at Har Sinai. Right, Luchos HaEven. There are different allusions to the Torah Shebal Peh as well. Omar Leh, the Zivid, the Goren Gittin tells us there is even an Isser to write down Torah Shebal Peh. An Isser which, later on in history, was written down for the base Lassos Lashem, but originally there was supposed to be two separate Torahs, one passed down in print, and one passed down Rebbe to Talmud. But for various reasons, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi saw fit to write it down. So Omar Leh, Shebichzav Ani Ma'amincha, V'Shebal Peh Ani Ma'amincha. So says this non-Jew, I'll take the Torah Shebichzav. Torah Shebal Peh, that's too much for me. He doesn't even know what it is yet. But I guess the Torah Shebichzav, he could see in front of him. It's one book, right? He could see, okay, I'll accept that. But Torah Shebal Peh, I just look on the shelf. Look on the shelf. That's just crazy. I can't do all these farim. Torah Shebal Peh, that's not for me, says the guy. So the Torah Shebichzav. Guy Rainey, it's interesting. I just thought of it's an allusion, maybe. Not an allusion, but it connects to the question that the Medrash, and I think the Chizkuni also, right, asked, the Steve of the Tosfos asked about not Kavaleh Har Chagigas versus Nasa Benishma. Why do Bnei Yisrael have to be forced if they read it's a Nasa Benishma? So many answers are given. Tosfos asked that question later on in Shabbos. But one of the answers given by the Medrash and also by the Chizkuni is that Bnei Yisrael accepted willingly Torah Shebichzav. But Torah Shebal Peh, they had to be forced. Because it's Kushin, Kegidin, it's much more difficult. Therefore, they had to be forced on the Torah Shebal Peh. So it's interesting. This guy who's coming also realizes that Torah Shebichzav is much less of a commitment. So even though he doesn't even know what it is yet. But he says, I'll take the Torah Shebichzav. Gairaini al Menashe Tilamdeini Torah Shebichzav. Convert me on condition that you teach me Torah Shebichzav. Right? That's all I'm interested in. So Garbo Vosib Zifa. Shammai says, get out of here. I'm not interested in you. You know, this is not a commitment, and therefore, I don't want to deal with you. Balifnei Hillel. Gairei. Hillel comes. He comes to Hillel, tells him the same story, and Hillel is Megayer him. Hillel's Megayer him. Yomakama, we'll get back to that in a minute. One day, Amalei, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. So one day Hillel teaches in the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Lamachar Afechlei. The next day, he teaches in the same letters, but calls them different letters. He calls them like Tav, Shin, Tav, I think Rashi here says, right? Go Tashrak. Right? Tav, Shin, Reish, Kuf. He starts talking, he says, this is the letters, those are the letters. Amalei, Baha, Esmal, Amar, Li, Hachi, the guy, slash, Ger, says, what do you mean? Yesterday, he told me something else. So Amalei, Lava, Lai, Didi, Kosamak. Don't you see that you're relying on me? So you're trusting me. I'm your source of information. So if you're trusting me for the identification of the letters, to Alpenami Smokalai. So trust me. I'm telling you that this is the commitment. They go together. So therefore, trust me. And in that way, Hillel was able to get the Ger to convert totally, even to accept the Torah Shebal Peh. So there's a major problem with this Gemara, with Hillel's actions, with Tosfos asks in Yevamos on Daf Chav Dalet, but Rashi already here alludes to it. In Rashi Gairei, about the sixth skinny line, Rashi says, V'samach al chachmaso shesofo sheyargilenu lekabel alav. Hillel relied on his chachma that he would be able to get this guy to accept everything. Even though the guy had said he only wanted the Torah Shebichzav, Hillel relied on his chachma. He knew that he'd be able to get him. Delo damya ha lechutz midavar echad. This is not comparable. This is something that we're going to discuss in the 4 a.m. shiur on Shavuos night, Shavuos morning, but about the halacha lemaisa aspects of conversion. First year is going to be the lumdus. But anyway, so he says, it's not similar to where somebody comes and says, I accept everything except shatnez. Somebody comes and says, I don't, shatnez, that's not for me. These are my favorite suits. I'm not giving them up. So the Gemara says, you can't accept somebody that says chutz l'davar echad. For a commitment, you know, you have to have full. So what did Hillel do? Hillel, he didn't accept the hard Torah Shebal Peh. How did Hillel accept him? So says Rashi, Shelo haya kofer b'Torah Shebal Peh. He really wasn't a kofer, el shelo haya mamin shebipi akvura. It wasn't that he was lahachas. It wasn't that somebody he grew up believing in everything and they threw it away. This is a guy who didn't know. So he comes, he wants to become a Jew, and he thinks that right now Torah Shebichzav is for him. But he doesn't realize the intricacies and the beauty of Torah Shebal Peh. So he's not a kofer, he's more like a Tino Shanishva, what we would call. You know, it's usually used for Jews, but here's being used something for non-Jews. And Hillel was sure that after he would teach him, that the prospective convert would rely on him. That is how the Rashash interprets this Rashi. Again, it's the Pashup out of the Rashi. That really, this is a kofer. This is somebody who just hasn't learned yet. So therefore, once he learns, Hillel was pretty sure that he would be accepted. It's an interesting discussion in Rabbi Yosef Engel here, the Gilyon HaShas. He quotes again the Gur Aryeh, which I'm not sure who this is. It's not the Gur Aryeh HaTorah, it's not the Maral. I'm not sure who it is, but he quotes the Gur Aryeh, who says, Umikan yesh lomod shehakaraim einam bechlal minim. One of the certain sects in Judaism that only accept the Torah Shebechsav. So he says, oh, it sounds like from this Rashi, the Sefer that he's quoting, that the Karaim are not Kofrim. Because what does Rashi say? It's only because that if you only accept Torah Shebechsav, it's not that you're a Kofir. It's just that, you know, you try your best to give him the Torah Shebechsav also. But you don't say he's a Kofir right away. Right? This is what the Talmidim of Atigadis Sissocho, Shmaya Naftalion. So this is the original Stukim Mubaitusim. They were the ones that accepted the Torah Shebechsav and they rejected the Torah Shebechsav. But the Gilyon HaShas, he argues on that. He says, no, here the point is that they never knew. They had no base of information and they're coming and they accept Torah Shebechsav and hopefully also Torah Shebechsav. The Karam knew everything. And they rejected Torah Shebechsav. That's different. That's a kofer. Somebody who knows and rejects, that's something worse. That's worse. So, see, he argues, he thinks the Karam would be in the category of a min, of a kofer, and even according to this Rashi. Okay. Next story. That's the first story. The ger who wants to convert only for Torah Shebechsav. Shuv Ma'isa Benachri Echad Shabal Lefnei Shammai. Next story. They come in front of Shammai Amalai. Gairani Amalash Shetobadeti Kol Torah Kula Kashani Omeid Al Regal Achas. Teach me an entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. Right? Like like one of those birds. What are they? What are those birds called that stand on one foot? Flamingos, the pig flamingos. Dachu b'amas avidyan shebiyado. So he takes the measuring rod, the amas avidyan in his hand, and he pushes him with it. He says, get out of here. What do you mean, one foot? Are you crazy? Balafne Hillel Gaire. Famous story. He comes in front of Hillel, and Hillel, again, is Megayer him as he stands on one foot. Oh, just by the way, I forgot to mention, based on that question of how could, you know, he doesn't have full commitment, the Marsha says Gaire in all these cases means he waited, he eventually was Megayer him. Doesn't mean that he was Megayer him right away. After he saw the type of person that he was, and he committed a little bit, so then he was Megayer him. So that's how the Marsha reads the Gemara. The Marsha is also bothered by the question of how could you teach a non-Jew Torah? So that's in all these cases. So that's why he says he didn't teach him yet until he knew that he was on the way. That's an exception to the rule. You're allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah if they are becoming Jewish. That's a whole separate shir about Talmud Torah L'Nasha and the Gemara and Chagiga and other places. But anyway, that's the Marsha rereads this Gemara that says he waited before he converted him to see if he was really committed. So he says, teach me all Torah on one foot. So he comes to Hillel and Hillel's begayer him. Omar lo, and Hillel says to him while he's standing on one foot, the Alech Sani Lechabrech Lo Sevid. The Alech Sani, what's hated unto you, Lechabrech Lo Sevid, don't do to your friend. That's what he says. In other words, V'yahat L'recha Kamocha. I wanted to point out, why does he quote the negative and not the positive? Again, various answers given. But then he continues, Zuhi Kalatarah Kula. This is everything. This is Kalatarah Kula. This principle. The Idach. The rest, Pirushahu, is all explanation, is all application of this principle. Zil Gamar says he'll go and learn it. But you have the Iker. You have the, you have what it's all about. So what's going on here? What is this all about? It sounds like this is all Bein Adam LaChavera. What happened to the Bein Adam LaMakom aspects of it? So Rashi here has two deos. Rashi here says, Alech Sani L'Chavech L'Sevid. So number one, Rashi says, Reacha V'Rea Avicha Al Tazov. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you find in Tanakh that friend, Reya, refers to Hashem as well. So maybe this phrase really refers to both. It says, what's hated unto you, don't do to your friends. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's hated unto you, if you like being listened to, then listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So according to that first shot of Rashi, this is referring to both. What?
Well,
he's saying you got to listen to God. In Akhenami, no details, but this is the principle. No, the principle is that God's in the center of the world, not you. You know, we have to live our lives based on the Torah, not take the Torah and apply it based on our life. That is the ikkar of what we're doing. We have to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle, and we have to be in the circle around the center. We can't be in the center. That's number one. Or Lishna Akhrida, Rashi says, Chaver Chamamish, Kagon Gizela, Vigneva, Niyah, Ferov Mitzvos. Meaning, Inachinami, Benadam Lachavera aspects, but it's referring to Rove of our world. So that is the discussion of Hillel on one foot. There's a very nice klayakar in Parshas Kedoshim on Vahavlo Recha Kamocha where he talks about this this Gemara. And even though the other stories sound like that the Gerim were like not committed only to our Shabbosah, but he's going to have another story in a minute. Says the Klayakur, Kfiya Nira, Shahager Hayagir Tzedek, Voya Mahatel Hitulam. Says that, what is that, on one foot? Somebody's going to come to learn Torah on one foot? It can't be. So says the Klayakur, really, Elavadai, the Ger is good hearted. But what's he coming? He says, Al Rebel Achas, he's asking Hillel, give me the principle, give me the Iker of Judaism. Give me the first Iker, not one foot. But the regal of Bikish Bibedo Shiyamilo Kol Mitzvos Torah Al Yisod Echad. Tahino regal Echad Asher Olav Yamilo Kol Mitzvos. So he doesn't forget, which is by a Ger. It's a whole new parsha in his life. So really, he's asking him, tell me a regal Achas. Says the Klayakar, he must have answered him, Dalech Son, in the Chavrech Lo 7. He must have said to him the Pasik, V'yahatol Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem. That's the end of the Pasik. Rather, doesn't tell us that part. Says the Klayakar, he says, that's what he's telling him. He's telling him the Yisod of Ein Adam LaMakom and Ein Adam LaChaveiro. V'yatlo Recha Kamocha, Ein Adam LaChaveiro, Ani Hashem, Ein Adam LaMakom. That's what he said. He must be that he told him the Sofa Pasuk. Again, it's not the Pashup Shad of the Gemara, but that's how the Klayakar interprets this Gemara. So the Maritz Chayis as well has a discussion on the relationship between V'yatlo Recha Kamocha and... He says, love your friend like yourself. Why didn't he say that? He says, because you're a lot of parts of yourself. You love your hands, you love your foot, and you love those, but you could do without them. Rahman al-Itzlan, there could be an amputee, but they still have themselves. They have a heart, they have a liver, they have a kidney. So even if you say, you still might love your friend like your toenail. It doesn't say dafka that you have to love your friend like one of your primary organs. So he says, that's why maybe this inclusive lashon, that whatever you don't want done to you, which includes all of you, don't do it to your friend. So maybe that's why he uses that lashon. Okay. Next, a guy was walking by the shul and he hears the teacher teaching the students. He hears him learning Pashat Tzaveh, all about the beautiful begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Wow, who wears these fancy clothing? So he says, the high priest wears these. Says the guy, I want to be a high priest. I want to become the Kohen Gadol. So he goes to Shammai and says, convert me on condition that I'm going to be the Kohen Gadol. Again, he pushes away with his measuring stick, with his ruler, and Shammai's conversation is finished. Unbelievable. It comes from Hillel again, and he goes, Begayer him. So Hillel says, okay, you want to be the Kohen Gadol? So you have to go to school. You can't just be the Kohen Gadol. You have to study the halachos. So go learn the halachos about being the Kohen Gadol. So leich lamud taksisi malchus. Go learn it. So halach v'kari, he started learning. So he comes to the first day. Kivet shigiv azarakir of yumas. First pasuk. If you do this, you're going to die. Okay, that's the first lesson about being the Kohen Gadol. Amalei mikrazel minemar. Who is this pasuk talking about? Amalei afilo al David Melech Israel. Even if David Melech wants to be the Kohen Gadol, if he does the avoda, he's chayev misa. So does also ger kavachor biatzmo. Really? Even David HaMelech? Uma Yisrael Shikru Banim Lamako. Even if a Jew, who is called children to Hashem, they're even called the firstborn of Hashem, even them, if they do the Avodah, they're going to die. Ger HaKal Shabbat HaMaklev HaTarmil HaLachas Kav HaKama. A Ger, a Kadver, who comes with less Yichus, who doesn't come with much. Surely, that I can't be the Kohen Gadol. So Baal Fnei Shammai, he goes back in front of Shammai. Omer Lei, Klum Roy and Elias Kohen Gadol? Can I be the Kohen Gadol? Kal Ksibat Rav Azarek Rav Yumas. And the Farshim explained that she says, Shammai, why don't you explain it to me? I would have listened. Tell me, you would die. I can understand that. Okay, I can understand all the intricacies of Tarshim Al-Peh, but I can understand. So why'd you just throw me out? Explain it to me. Baal Fnei Hillel, and he goes back in front of Hillel, and Omer Lei, and the son Hillel, Yanuchu Lecha Brachas Aroshcha. Hillel says this Ger, you're the greatest. Shegraftani Tachas Kanfi Yashchina, because you have brought me close unto the Kanfei Hashchina, and I am thankful to you for it. There's a letter that the Rambam wrote. It's one of the Igaris HaRambam. It's called Igaris L'Rabbi Ovadia Hager. I think I mentioned it in a Shalosh Shudos a couple of years ago. This Rabbi Ovadia Hager writes to the Rambam that, the Lashon of Mitachas Kanfei Hashchina, that's what made me reminded, that he writes a letter to the Rambam that he's living in this place and everybody's making fun of him. All of these, he says, I used to be in Islam, I used to be from Islam, and he was a convert. They said, they're calling me an Ovid Avodah Zarah. They said, I used to believe in these crazy things, and I used to violate the Torah, and they're screaming at me, they're getting angry at me, and I feel so bad. What am I supposed to do? So he writes this letter to the Rambam. It's printed in the Igros HaRambam. So the Rambam writes back, don't worry, you're wonderful, you did more than anybody who was FFB. Why? Because you were Mistafif Takat, you came under the Kanfei Ashchina, right? You're great, you're wonderful, he gives them this whole praise. That's what related to this Lashon. And then he adds in the last paragraph, he says, and you tell them, first of all, that I believe, says the Rambam, that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Only Christianity, not Islam. So you were never Ovdei Avodah Zarah. A. B. You tell them that the Gemara in Nedarim says, Kol HaKoeis Ki'ilu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So you tell them that they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, not you. And you were never. That's what the Rambam ends his Lashon. Okay. So it says that, but he says, you came in front of, under the Kanfei Ashchin. Second to last skinny line. So one day, these three Gerim, the one who wanted to be converted only for Torah Shebechzav, and on one foot, and to be the Kohen Gadol, they all met for lunch. Amru, they said to each other, the kapdanus of Shammai was almost torayed us, pushed us away from the world. Meaning they're into Hillel and not into Shammai. Fine. Amar Reish Lakish. Here we go. My dechsev. What's the pasuk in Yeshayo that says? What is that pasuk referring to? Says Chazal. Say Chazal that this pasuk is referring to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Vidanasi split up the Mishnahs into six sections. These six right here. Emunas. The word emunas in the pasuk says Seder Zroim. That's referring to Seder Zroim. Why? Emuna is that? Why is emuna Seder Zroim? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi here says that that when you deal with what's Zroim. Zroim is all about Chumus Umaisrus and Mitzvah Tulios Baaretz. So whenever you buy and sell things, you're trusting people. You have to trust people, or else you wouldn't be able to. It says on it, Tufra Shumas Amaisrus. So you have to have Emuna in the next person in order to deal with the world. That's why Zrum is from the word Emuna. Tosva says a farmer, when he plants, he has to have Emuna. He can't plant today, and you know, if he doesn't have Emuna, then what is he planting for? He has to have Emuna. Rav Yaakovson, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Shalavim, who was here last Shabbos, he told me that on Yom HaTzmaut, the whole yeshiva went to Gush Katif. And they had a whole. He said the whole Eretz Yisrael was a Gush Katif. But he says really the whole yeshiva went there. He says he was talking to a farmer there who did the farming there was unbelievable. The percentage of farming that happens there compared to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But anyways, he says he met a farmer there who just spent $250,000 on this project that he has in terms of farming, which is not going to be ready for 11 months. Spent $250,000. So he says, so last week, so he says to me, Islamish the Gemara. Oh yeah, Emunah Sitecha. Emunah Zusei Dezorom. What does Tosa say? Ma'amin. Again, nobody knows what's going to be. Nobody knows. We're not saying what's right and wrong. This isn't a political issue. This is a question of living your life and oh yeah, Emunah Sitecha. What does Tosa say? She Ma'amin B'chai Ha'olamim V'Zareya. It's Ma'amin. I got to do my Yishtablus. Anyway, so that's Emunah Zusei Dezorom. Itecha. One of the reasons for Shvius is Emunah doing nothing. But this is saying even when you do it, right, and when you work the land, it's based on emuna. What does Rashi say? Say it is rhyme. Shal emuna sa'adam somech lahafresh ma'asav karoi. So again, it's less, compared to Tosfos, you're like, oh, come on, Rashi. But again, you have to have emuna in Adam and emuna in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Itecha zeseder moed. That makes sense because ace means times. Moed is all about the Yom Tovim. Chosen zeseder nashim. Chosen, Rashi says, means Yerusha. Seder nashim is all about family issues. Yeshuos. Zesedun Ezekin. Yeshua means to save somebody in Ezekin. You save somebody from getting damaged, from giving their money back. Chachma, Zeseder Kachim. Chachma, the unique type of wisdom is Seder Kachim, all about Karbanos. The Das, Zeseder Taras. Das, knowledge is a reference to Seder Taras, which is its own halachic world. V'afilo hachi, even though this is all the Torah, Yiras Hashem hi Otsaro. Still, even though you have all of the Chomer of Torah, Yiras Hashem is the Otsar, is the grain house of all this Torah. It's beautiful, I'll wait to say it until we get to the last line. Amar Rava. B'shor shemachnisin osa lodin, omrim lo, Rava says, when la'asid lavo, when we're go to judgment, we're asked these six questions. Omrim lo, number one, nasasav adatata be'amuna, did you deal in business in truth, in favor, in proper, honestly? Kavat itim la Torah, did you set aside time for Torah? Sakta beviri verivya, were you osek in purivu? What do you mean, osek? When a kiyamta period of Rivia? I mean, a sakta period of Rivia. So the Marsha says, Mesi yasom viyasomos. A sakta period of Rivia doesn't only mean your own children. It means, did you help other people get married? Or did you give tachnasas kala? That's a sakta period of Rivia. So the Marsha here. The others, Rabbi Bleich, Rabbi J. David Black, I remember one of his articles about birth control. So he says the Gemara says it's not in our control. There are a lot of people that can't have the children that they want to have, the number or even any. There are a lot of people out there that Baruch Hashem. Nowadays we have a lot of different methods that could help. But first of all, the methods cost hundreds of thousands and thousands of dollars. How far do you have to go? So Black says asakta. There's a certain level. It doesn't say kiyamta. You have to be osik. You have to try. That's the question that we're asked. We're not asked kiyamta. Kavati din la Torah. That's up to us, right? The kid. Oh yeah, this isn't in my. You know, it's not in my job. Doesn't let me. No, that's not an excuse. Asakta period viribia. That's the one time that it's not in our control, and therefore it says asakta and not kiyamta. So anyway, so business Torah. Puravu, see, peace of Yeshua. Did you hope for the Yeshua to come? This is also a big one nowadays. How many times do we think about Mashiach in our life? How many times do we really want Mashiach to come? You know, what would be our first reaction? See, peace of Yeshua. Oh my goodness, I didn't finish the job there. What am I going to wear? Oh, but I'm in the middle of this project. Now, what would be our reaction? I remember one time I was learning with a chavrusa of mine who was when I was in Eretz Yisrael. A couple of years ago, and his grandparents lived in Kfar Chabad. He was a Lubavitch guy, and he was, you know, obviously into when the Rebbe was alive. And I remember I had a seder with him like for 2 weeks or something. He wanted to learn the last parak of the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. Fine, wonderful. And you could see it in his feeling that he really thought Mashiach was going to come tomorrow. He had that feeling, and it was like I was like thinking to myself, like, do I feel that? Do I really believe that or want that? And I'm like, through my head, I'm like, there's so much other stuff. Like, what's going to happen? Are we going to, you know, how am I going to get my stuff? Is the house going to go on the eagle? You know, yeah, we have all these tirdas and da'agos. L'maisa, come on! Samach David Avtecha! That's the peace of Yeshua. That's a tough one. We have to try. Pilpalta b'chachma. Were you mefalpel in wisdom? Hevanta davar mitoch davar. Did you understand one thing from the other? Bafilu hachi, yiras Hashem yotzaro in ilolo. Even with all these things, did you have yiras Shemayim? That's what holds it all together. Question is asked by Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and why here it says, what's the first question? Business. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Ein tchilas dino shel adam ela b'divrei Torah." The first thing we're going to be asked is on divrei Torah. So, is it Torah or is it business? What's our first question? Well, some of the Bali Musa say to go together, because if you put too much time in business, you take away time from Torah. So it's really the same question. And if you right, they go hand in hand. But Tosfos there says, maybe it depends on the type of person. If you're in business, you're going to be asked about learning first. If you're in learning, you're going to be asked about your business dealings. When you made the money, you know, were you honest? So maybe Tosfos says it's for different people. But there's an unbelievable vart that I mentioned a couple of years ago from the Gra on this Gemara. The Maariv Chais here says, Shemati b'shem Agon miVilna. Says the Gra, it's very interesting that we have these two famous Gemaras, one right after another, and they're not linked. There are six Sedarim linked to this Pasuk, and there are six questions that were asked. Says the Vilna Gaon, look at Rashi. Rashi's alluding to something. What does Rashi say on Piriya Verivya? Where are we? Yosef Piriya Verivya, Rashi says, Hainu Chosen. Hainu Chosen? What's that? Chosen is the earlier Gemara. Or the next one, Hivata Davar Tov Tovar, Hainu Das. Hainu Das? What do you mean Das is the early Gemara about Taurus? Says the Vilna Gaon, the six questions are really, I don't think the Gemara says this is Pashat of the Gemara. Maybe it's Pashat of Rashi. The Maariv Chais ends off as Zeh Emes. Right? Because it sounds like from Rashi, but what's the Pashat? So says the Gemara, these six questions are really asking, Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Were you Osek in Emuna in Seder Zrayim? Did you set aside time for learning Seder Zrayim? Kavata itim. For the word Itecha, did you learn Seder Moed? Asakta v'piriya v'rivya. What is Rashi? Hainu Chosen? Because that's a tough one. How is Puravu Nashim? So he says, Hainu Chosen. That's referred to Seder Nashim. See, peace of the Yeshua. Yeshua, we just said Yeshua, said the previous Pasuk. That's Seder Nezikin. B'palta v'chachma is Seder Kachim. So all the six questions are really when you osek in the six Sedarim of learning. So obviously, I think on a literal level, that's true. But we're also going to be asked, did we study Kala Torah Kula? No, we're going to say, no, I only learned Moed. No, we have a chiyuv. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that every Jew has a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. So Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's why you got to learn everything. Even if you do all Daf Yomi, right? You didn't do much of Seder Zeram and Seder Taurus, right? Because there's no Gemara, Bab, Talmud Bavli on those. So we have to learn all of the Sedarim according to the Gra. But the Gra says, amazingly, that these two, based on those two Rashis, that these two Gemaras are linked. Two out of the six questions seems to be, yes, about learning anyway. Yvonne Tadavar, at least did you have a connection to a Rebbe? But you're right, the Gra is saying that all six are referring to the learning. But anyway, so, but the end of the pasuk says that Yerushalayim is the storehouse, though. What does that mean? Mashal Adam, three lines from the bottom. Shamar l'shlucho hali kerchitin l'aliyah. It's like somebody who said, tells his shliach, go bring me a kur of wheat to my attic. Halach v'halalo, and he brought it up. Amar lei raptali b'hen kav chumtin. Did you put a kav of chumtin in it? Chumtin is a type of material that helps preserve the wheat, so it doesn't go bad. So he says, did you put in this, Rashi says, this salty type of material? So he says to him, Amar lei lav, no, you didn't tell me to. Amar lei mutav im lo halesa. It's better if you wouldn't have put it up. It's going to go bad. What are you bringing me all this stuff for? It's going to go bad. So you might as well, you know, you tell a shliach to go buy you some milk. So he says, yeah, I bought you milk. So did you put it in the fridge? I didn't put it in the fridge. I put it on your kitchen table. I'm not going to be home till tonight. What good is it? I'm better than you didn't bring me the milk. That's exactly the point here. That's Yerushalayim. If you don't have the Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, so then it's not going to work. And that's Tanit Ve Rabbi Yehuda, or Tanit Ve Ri, Ma'ariv Adam Kav Chumtim, Akar Shal Tuav Eid HaChoshish. If you're going to sell somebody a Kav of Chitin, then you're allowed to, and it's assumed that you're going to put in this material that helps it last. Interesting discussion. So the Gemara here compares Yerushalayim to a silo, to a holder of the Torah. So Reb Chaim Balazhin, in a number of places in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Dalet, and in the back, he talks about, so you have to realize, Musar and Yerushalayim is very important, but it's the silo. If you spend your whole day on the silo and it's empty inside, then it's worthless. You can have the most beautiful silo in the world, but Torah, right, Musar, you have to have Musar, but and Yerushalayim, but that's the silo. And you have to, most of your life has to be spent on Torah, on Chomer. But he says, if you don't have any Yerushalayim, then it's going to all fall out. So I just like this line. He always said that in the back. He says, Al kapanima Torah huwa ikur, ubekur Torah dai kav yira. The kur, the large amount of this Torah, and you can have a kav of yira. And he says, v'hu erech chela kufpe, it's like 1 out of 180. Ula erech, he says, about, betesvav shows Torah, if you learn for 15 hours, dai behemi newton yira. 5 minutes of Yerushalayim for every 15 hours of learning. That's the Rav Chaim Balazhin's ratio. Again, we should at least try to get either of those. Okay. Amar Abarahuna call on Cheshbo Torah, the Ainbo Yerushalayim. If somebody has Torah and no Yerushalayim, Domal Gizbar Shemasul Maftechos Apidivios, Maftechos Achisonius Lamasrulo, Behayayo. Somebody who has the keys to the inner courtyard but not the outer courtyard. How is he going to get in? Meaning the first step is Yerushalayim. That, you know, if you don't have Yerushalayim, somebody has a lot of Torah without the Yerushalayim, then it's worthless. Machar Jabyanai, Rabyanai also gives a mashal. Chaval al deles le darsa, betara le darsa of it. Chaval, woe on the person who doesn't have a darsa, is like a field, a chatzer, betara le darsa of it. But he makes a gate. He doesn't have the field. So again, it's lacking in the field itself, because you don't have the field, you only have the gate. Amr of Yehuda, a few chazals which focuses on the importance of Yerushalayim. Amr of Yehuda, Labar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zalamo, Ela Kadesh, Yiru, Bilafanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for people to have Yerushalayim. Shedemar, Bahalokim, Asa, Sheyiru, Milfanav. Hashem made the world, Bazak and Kohelas, that they should fear him. Rav Simon, Rebbe Lazar, Haviyasvi, they were sitting. Chalaf Azar of Yaakov Baracha. So Yaakov Baracha passed by. Let's stand up for this great person who has Yiras Chet. Let's stand up for him. The other one says to him, no. Let us stand up for that same Rav who's a big, tremendous Talmud Chacham. So the different emphases of why they're going to stand up. Right? It's based on the Pasuk, Bepei Seva Takum. Right? That's the... In the Torah. I tell you should stand up for a Baal Yerushalayim. And you're telling me Torah? Rashi says Mi'atata. That's much less. You should stand up for somebody who has Yerushalayim. There's a machlokas between these two great rabbis. Which one is the, let's say, the higher level? The one who has the Yerushalayim or the one who has the Talmud Chacham? Again, obviously, I don't think these are mutually exclusive. Each one admitted that he had some of the other one, but I guess which one was he known for? Which one really did he exemplify? This time, the Rebbe Lazar who da'amar the gavra dachal chaton who. Let's try to prove that Rebbe Lazar is the one in this conversation that held that the Yerushalayim one was better. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world is Yerushalayim, meaning that's why he created the world. Shneamar says the pasuk in Sefer Tvarim. Yiras Hashem is chachma, right? Reish is chachma, yiras Hashem, we say in the morning. Shekein b'lashon yavani, shekorin la'achas hein, testayim. Hein means one, meaning the one thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world is Yiras Shamayim. And that's Rabbi Elazar says that, Tistayim. So we prove that Rabbi Elazar in that story must be the one that focuses on Yiras Shamayim. Okay, continue. Darish Rav Ula. I'm saying Rav Ula. Usually Ula is plain. Maybe this is a different person. Rav Ula. My Dechsev Al Tirsha Harbe. Don't do so much wickedness. Where it says Harbe Hu Dilo Lirsha Amat Lirsha. Don't do so much, but you can do a little rishus. You know what does that pasuk mean? Ela Misha Achal Shum Berecho Nodev Yachzer Biyochal Shum Acher Viyerecho Nodev. No, the pshat is that if somebody does something little wrong, the pasuk is emphasizing, don't do Avera Goveres Avera. Don't get caught in a snowball effect. That you do a little bit, so don't do a lot more. Everybody makes mistakes, but you stop. And the mushroom is, if you eat a little garlic and your breath smells, you should eat more garlic and your breath should smell more. Right? So then, obviously, it shouldn't be. Right? We had that lashon, interesting, anybody remember? Where we had a brachas. What? Exactly, bracha towards the end. And Nun Aleph, where he said, if you eat without a bracha, it says, did you already lose it? That you should eat the rest without a bracha? It's like, where it gives this mushroom. But the havamina there, at least, was if you say that brachas aden is a matir, so maybe once you lose it, you lose it. The Gemara quoted this lashon there also. Darash Rava Bar Rav Ula. My dechsev ki ein charsuvos lamosam ubari ulam. Amra, what is that? What do we darash from that pasuk? Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo dayin l'rishayim she'ina chareda v'atevim yamamisa. Not only do the rishayim, they're not scared or sad from the day of death, el shalibam bari lahem, but they're confident about the future. Ku ulam. Like an ulam, like a large... a party hall with this big opening, with beautiful, it's strong, they're confident. The Hainud Amaraba, my dechsiv, zed darkam keselamo, and also in Tehillim it says, this is their way, keselamo, kesel's foolishness. What does that mean? Yodin Rasham Shadarkam Lamisa, they know that what the end is going to be. Vishlam Chelev al Kislam, they have Chelev is fats on al Kislam. Shema Tomar Shichahi Mehan, you might say that it's unintentional, they forget. They forget about Yom HaMisa, and therefore it's somewhat not so bad. Tamalom at the end of the pasuk, Vachareihem befihem yarutzu sela. It's still in their pen, still in their mouth, meaning they're just fool. They're foolish. It's not it's not that they forgot. So again, it's just some Chazals darshaning of the pasuk related to Yerushalayim and related to what the Rishayim think about the future. Okay, back to Hilchas Shabbos. Kachas al aner. If you remember back to the previous Mishnah, on the bottom of Chof Tesim Abayz, the Mishnah had said that if you extinguish a candle, either because you want to preserve the candle, or you want to preserve the oil, or the wick, any of those, the Tanakhama says Chayiv, and Rabbi Yossi says Pater, except for the one where you're preserving the wick. Okay, remember that's the machlokes. The Tanakhama says you're chayiv in all those cases, and Rabbi Yossi says you're pater in all the cases, except for the wick, because you're making a coal. Whatever that means, which we'll see in a minute. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, come on, spirally. Rabbi Yossi, who says you're putter, except for the wick, except for you want to save the wick, who is he holding like? Eek, Rabbi Yehuda, spirally, if he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, and just background again, this is relating to the discussion of Malacha She'enet Tzricha Lagufa, where we said it's about Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says putter, also means Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says Chayiv. What's the Malacha She'enet Tzricha Lagufa? So it's Machlokas. Many we showed him have their own shitos, but just for us now, Rashi and Tosas. Tosas later on in Masechah Shabbos says Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa means a malacha that is done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. That's what Tosas says, and many we showed him follow Tosas. Rashi does not mention Mishkan. Rashi here, and later on a couple of places also, seems to say it's a malacha that you would rather not to have to do. You'd rather not be in this situation. You're trying to prevent something from happening. Again, all these lines are different, but this is what Rashi says. Rashi here emphasizes that you'd rather not have to do this malacha. You know, you wouldn't like to be in the situation. That's a malacha she'en tzricha lagufa. But either way, that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So, who is Rabbi Yossi holding like? Rabbi Yossi says, putter except for the wick. Eek, Rabbi Yehuda, spirulei. If he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, afilu baharat nabi l'chayev. So why, if you're extinguishing to save the oil, or to save the candle holder, why is that putter? According to Rabbi Yehuda, should be chayev. So you're extinguishing for a different purpose. Fine. You'd rather not have to extinguish. You'd rather it be out anyway. Or you're doing it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. So you should be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be pater. In other words, it should be across the board, either chayiv or pater. So two answers. Amar Ula, answer number one. La olam Rabbi Yehuda sfirolei. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But the reason that you're pater here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be chayiv, midaraisa. But the reason you're pater here is for a different reason. V'ksava, Rabbi Yossi, soser almanas livnos bimkomo, havi soser. Almanas livnos shalom bimkomo, lo havi soser. Says the Gemara, there are a couple of malachos that are somewhat mekalkel. Mekalkel means a destructive act. Usually a destructive act on Shabbos is putter. It's only us to be drabanan. But there are certain malachos, Rashi says, korea, ripping, soser, destroying, mechabe, extinguishing. Those are all kind of negative malachos. So how could those be malachos? So maybe, the Gemara is suggesting here, those could be called constructive if you are going to build something, do something constructive right here on the spot. If you're going to rip here in order to sew it back up better. If you are going to destroy in order to build it right here, that's a constructive act. So suggest the Gemara, maybe also by kibbutz, if you are extinguishing in order to light it right here, right now, so then that's going to be called kibbutz, which is a positive malacha, and therefore it's going to be chayiv. But here, what are you doing? You're saving. Why are you putter in all those other cases? Rabbi Yehuda says, malacha shezichlugu v'schayiv. No, you're putter for a different reason, because you want to save the oil to use for tomorrow, or you want to save the candle. So all those cases, you're saving it, but you're not doing something constructive on the spot. That's why you're putter. Nothing to do with malacha shenitzricha legufa. That's the first suggestion for Rabbi Yossi. That only bonet bimkomo is going to be chayv. So it asks the Gemara, though, if that's the reason. Amalei Rabba Michti. Rabba says, 1 minute. Kol malachos yafinu lumi mishkan. We learn all the malachos from the Mishkan. Right? The Gemara is going to say that later on in Memtes. V'hasem sozom anas levda shalom bimkomenehu. What do you mean? In the Mishkan, they took it down in one place and they put it up in the next place where Hashem told them to go. So that's where the makar is of Soser. And that was Shalom Bimkomo. So how can you say that's the definition of a malacha? Only Bimkomo. So Amar Lei Gemara answers, no, Shiny Hachsam. Over there in the Mishkan is different. We referred to this concept a few days ago. Kivan Dechsiv Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu Kisos Ramanaz Libdos Bimkomo Dami. Since they're going according to what Hashem says, that's considered constructive. So again, what does this line mean? Either it means that if Hashem's telling them it has to be a constructive act, or just more balabatish, which is, balabatish doesn't mean there's nothing wrong with it. Balabatish means that it's pashup shah, right? So what does it mean? It means Hashem could tell them to put it up right there again. Right? So it could be, when they take it down, it could be they're doing something bimkomo, because they might have to put it right up, right here. That's first way that we interpret Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Really, it was like Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason that you're putter is because of Soser Amanas Livdo Shalo Bimkomo. Different reason than Malachi Shnei Svichla Gufa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. The old Reb Shimon Svirole. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, really, he holds like Reb Shimon. And that explains why you're putter in all the cases if you're putting it out for the oil or to save the candle. Umayshna Psila. So why are you chayiv in the case of the Psila where you're saving it to save the wick? Kedamar Rav Abnuna Bitamar Rav Adabar Ava. Like Rav Abnuna says, why? Hacha Psila Shesorach Lahavav Askinan. No, we're talking about a wick which needs to be singed in order to burn well. Like we referred to yesterday, in the olden days, you had to light it first and put it out in order for it to burn well. So to hear, that's what you're doing. You're lighting the wick in order for it to and putting it out in order for it to burn better in a few minutes. The Ba'ahi, in that case, that's a tzricha l'gufa. A filu Reb Shimon modi, to come a sakin mana. There you're fixing. There you're creating something to use. So that's why you're chayiv in that case. Ask the Gemara, though. Amarabba, I'm sorry, proves the Gemara. Dekanami, this is also proved from the Mishnah. Diktani, because the Mishnah says, why you chayiv in the case of the wick? Shehu oseh pechem. V'lok tani v'b'neishin na'asis pechem. Shvamina. It says you're making a pechem. Rashi says, here, shu miskavin mamish. You have kavana in order to create something to use to light better. Which is exactly what they did in the Mishkan. They created coals in order to use for heat, for lighting, etc. So by saving the wick, that's why you're chayiv in that case. That's called a tzricha l'gufa. That's kavana for that malacha. The other cases are potter because it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So it's two different suggestions. What is the svara for Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? Okay, we'll stop here. And Teishir was Zechan Ishmas, David Tzvi, Ben Dov, Mordechai. You heard it?